I guess, you know, it was interesting to see when they put up the data there of years 5 through 9 about, as you say, the continued benefit that was seen there with the anastrozole. And it really kind of rate, you know, is that whole issue of the long-term history of ER-positive breast cancer, which really has changed in the last few years, the whole perception of the disease and how to deal with the disease. How has that impacted your own practice in terms of picking out people who are maybe in years 5 through 10 to consider starting an AI?
Well, I think that you're absolutely correct. Certainly for any kind of high-risk ER-positive woman, high-risk meaning positive lymph nodes, larger primary tumors, something like that, I think it's quite clear that longer duration of therapy is better than shorter duration of therapy. For the patient who has the 1 centimeter node-negative ER-positive cancer, whether or not they need that kind of prolonged therapy, even though there still is a persistent risk of relapse extending in years 5 through 10, I think remains an open question.
You know, it's interesting. When we first started to see the data coming out, looking at this, again, long-term risk, I mean, recurrence risk that occurs in years 5 to 10, you have the overview data now that shows, you know, how much of a risk that is. People started talking about, well, maybe this is a little bit like indolent lymphoma. And it's interesting because we have an indolent lymphoma series, and they have that same issue about trying to demonstrate mortality advantage, that you have to have these trials go on for 10 or 15 years. And it's kind of interesting when you really think about the whole strategy is totally different than maybe how we approached breast cancer a few years ago.
I think that's true. I think our understanding of the diversity of biologic subsets of breast cancer has really increased astronomically over the last 5 years. And with the development of targeted therapies, our strategies have become much more focused to the biology of the disease. Things have gotten much more interesting.